to the hepatocytes. So this is the basic structure. We've got lots of exchange areas for blood to exchange with the hepatocytes. And each one of the lobules will have a similar structure to what I've just described to you. Now, in terms of a cartoon representation of what is going on there, this is our central vein over on the right-hand side of this image. And the blood which is coming from the portal vein and the hepatic arteriole, or a branch of the portal vein, these two blood vessels together mix in the sinusoidal space and drain into this central vein within each lobule. So this is a single column of the hepatocytes out here and another column here, and this will be our sinusoidal space packed full of red blood cells. Now the hepatocytes here will also have another channel, which we'll see in the specialised stains, with liquid running in the opposite direction. And these are the bile canaliculi, shown in green, and the flow will be from the secretion from the hepatocytes in the opposite direction to a bile ductule. Now these three vessels are clustered together in a structure which is described in the histology textbooks as a portal triad. And we can see this when we look at the images. So we have to zoom back out again. And in the connective tissue that surrounds the lobules out here is where we find locations for the portal triad. So our central vein is going to have blood vessels running towards it here, and the blood vessels will be located out here in this triad. Now, you're going to have to look around the slide to find something that looks like a proper representation as to what you see in the textbooks or the image that I've labelled up for you on the help page. So I'm going to wander around a bit until I find something that's a good example. In this case, I can see the bile ductule here and the vein, but it's not so obvious where the artery is. So let's move around a little bit and find a better structure. This one's probably a better one. Okay, so if you look at the little yellow square over here, this is where I'm located, this region here. You can see the lobule here, and another lobule, and each one of these will have a central vein. Now, out here, our portal triad is located in the connective tissue. So this is the connective tissue forming the septa between the lobules. There's our septa. And located in this junctional region, we can see an artery. And how do I know that's an artery? What feature of that vessel describes it as an artery? It has smooth muscle in its wall. So this reddish-coloured stain of swirling cells around the outside represent the artery or arteriole. Next to it is the thin channel of the vein. And up here, we can see, and another one over here, a ductule. So these are bile ductules. And the canaliculi will drain into these larger bile ductules that lie in the connective tissue septa. So these three structures together are the so-called portal triad, but it's also described as a portal system in some textbooks, because within this structure there may be a fourth vessel, and what would that fourth vessel be? Can't be a duct, can't be an artery, can't be a vein. What are we left with? Lymphatic. So occasionally you'll identify a lymphatic vessel within these structures. And of course, lymphatic vessels are difficult to identify because, just like a vein, they tend to collapse. So they're not going to be obvious, and they're not going to be easy to discriminate between a vein and a lymphatic vessel. So this then gives rise to the two different structures in how you can describe the overall structure of a liver lobe. And the classic is that we have a lobule here with a central vein. And the alternative description is a segment here which is related to the portal triad. So that's a portal lobule. And the other type of description is the classic liver lobule. It doesn't matter how you describe it, it's about the functional organisation rather than the histology. So it's not critical that you can discriminate between those two. Okay, so that's the pig. Let me see if I've got everything I wanted to cover. Let's just have a look down here. And you'll see on the edge of this a thin connective tissue layer covering the surface. And this is described as a Glisson's capsule or Glisson's membrane, named after an English anatomist. A thin connective tissue layer covering the surface of the entire liver. I'll stop there and give the tutors a chance to get around, and we'll come back and look at the human one, or you can start to look at the human one yourself and see if you can identify the same structures that I've just been through with you for the pig.